This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Five 36, you're listening to the evening edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the market wrap. Now, similar to bees and dogs, Amazon says its facial recognition technology can now detect a person's fear.
Wow.
Sean, what's the story here?
Are you afraid?
Amazon will be able to detect my face right now.
Yeah, so I believe the headline in itself is striking fear among consumers right now, but there's an update released by Amazon regarding its software called Recognition, which is used for facial analysis or sentiment reading. So the company claims it can accurately identify 7 emotions: happy, sad, angry, surprised, disgusted, calm, and confused. But they revealed the detection of fear has been included as well now. So Amazon says it is actively improving the accuracy and functionality of its face analysis features, such as identifying gender, emotions, and also someone's age.
Now, CNBC reports artificial intelligence researchers, including companies like Microsoft, have invested a lot of research to try to read a person's emotions by analyzing our facial movements, voice, and other details. And yet this is somehow causing a lot of concerns.
Yeah, so the report says the technology's potential use in surveillance and the possibility that it could intrude someone's privacy is a major concern. This is despite assurance that it is used by organizations that work with law enforcement to advocate for victims of crime. And some experts have also pointed out that while there is scientific evidence suggesting there are correlations between facial expressions and emotions, the way people communicate major emotions is different, you know, across cultures and situations. So sometimes similar types of facial movements can express more than one category of emotions. So researchers are warning that it's not possible to confidently interpret happiness from just a smile, or anger from a scowl, or sadness from a frown. So they're saying this kind of information cannot be taken as conclusive scientific data. So one researchers, zero Amazon right now.
So culture protects us from technology somehow.
Yes, yeah, culture protects us right now.
Yeah, I just don't get why Amazon wants to know how we feel. I mean,
maybe we'll find out very soon.
I think it could likely apply more so in their warehouses with their staff, you know, if they're trying to detect whether they're both productive and happy at the same time. Amazon doesn't necessarily have the greatest track records when it comes to the rights of workers.
This is slander.
I mean, I can detect your confused face right now.
Widely
confused
reported. Face.
No, I know about how Amazon warehouse workers are working right now. So back home on Bursa, Serba Dynamic Holdings were in focus today. What's the update on the counter?
So Serba Dynamic Holdings rose about 8 cents this morning. And this is after they secured a contract worth 1.05 billion ringgit in Uzbekistan. So this is for engineering, procurement, construction and commissioning work. So year to date, the counter has gone up over 10%. The Starb is quoted analysts saying based on the value of contracts which Serba Dynamic has estimated to have secured since the beginning of the year, the 1.7 billion ringgit which has been announced to date accounts for 44% of the group's FY19 revenue. So at close today, Serba Dynamic closed up 5 cents at 4 ringgit and 14 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.